Sin rolled his eyes at her bad pun. He didn't believe her for a minute. In his experience, women were very quick to check out some other guy's parts.
Sure you're not.
She pulled him by the arm until he turned to face her. The look on her face made his heart stop beating. I'm not Ningal, Sin. I have no interest in anyone but you. Those words touched him a lot more than they should. He cupped her face in his hands before he kissed her with everything he had. He wanted desperately to believe her, but could he? There was so much left to do, so many other men who might turn her head and her heart. He was the only one she'd ever known. What on earth made her believe that she'd be content with him? He was grateful she at least made the effort, but in the back of his mind was the image of her with someone else, and it cut him so deep that he swore he could taste the blood from it. She pulled back and stared up at him. What's wrong?
Nothing.
Don't tell me nothing. I can feel it. There's something inside you that's eating a sore place in your heart.
There's nothing there. Believe me, I don't have a heart left.
Cat didn't know why he was lying, but it was obvious he didn't want to discuss it. Sighing, she stepped into the shower and Sin followed her. She wet herself first while he watched with a guarded expression. I won't bite you, Sin.
Seems I've heard that before.
He looked down at his arm, where there was a huge scar in the shape of a fanged bite. She picked up his arm and placed her hand over the scar. My bites don't wound, and they don't leave scars.
We'll see about that, won't we?
She kissed his hand before she released it and soaped her hair. Was there any way to get through to him? Then again, did she really blame him for his skepticism? How much could one person be hurt in his lifetime and continue to believe that not everyone was out to screw him? Sin was allowed to mistrust. The gods knew he'd earned it. Sin forced himself to move away from Kat, trying not to stay focused on the way the water cascaded over her body. He turned on the second showerhead, then yelped as he was pelted by ice-cold water. Kat laughed before she stepped aside. I will share, sweetie. He paused at her endearment and the way it pierced him straight through his heart.
Sweetie?
Yeah.
He didn't know why something that stupid touched him, but it did. You are the first person in history to apply that term to me.
Yeah, well, the others must not have known you all that well. She reached out and put a dab of soap on the tip of his nose. Laughing, he pulled her against him and pinned her to the wall before he nipped her chin. And in that one moment, he realized he was in paradise. The feel of her soft, slick skin on his, with the hot water pelting down his back and the sound of her laughter in his ears. There couldn't be a better moment than this to be had, and he wanted to savor it. If he still had his original powers, he'd stop time and make this last for eternity. But instead of eternity, he heard someone banging on the bathroom door. Yo, boss! Releasing Kat, Sin stepped back at the intrusion of Kish's voice on his happiness.
There better be something going on worth your life, Kish, because if there isn't, I'm going to kill you.
We need you downstairs right now. There's a demon eating a tourist.